you're at. Merry Christmas to everybody. All I asked for Christmas was some Christian CDs, some bands I've been listening to, been uplifting to me. And also we have to thank Jesus for coming, for even being able to celebrate. And I know there's some groups and there's some people that don't believe in celebrating Christmas. But it's amazing to me how Christians, we have penetrated so many areas of our society, sports, music. You can just go on and on and on. There's motorcycle Christian clubs. There's every area in our society that we have been able to blend in and be a testimony. So don't tell me we can't use what we've been given to minister to other people, because you have no idea what if we never celebrated this time of the year. People, a lot of people wouldn't hear the gospel. Kids wouldn't be in Christmas programs singing about Jesus. So to me, we need to take advantage of every opportunity we have to get out there and spread the gospel. And what made me think about that is there was a brother I was talking to this week that was put down and criticized for a job he was going to do in a liquor store. And the guy that he's doing it for bought our house across the street. And so him and I were talking about that, and he said, well, I'm bringing in the atmosphere of Jesus. I have no fear of what's around me. And also I've been reading about the church in China is getting persecuted right now. Underground church. You think we can't do this in China? They meet underground. The pastor and his wife put in jail. They did a big swap. Went in, arrested over 100 people, Christians. And I read the letter of the pastor that he wrote out before it even happened. And all it is...
We had 12 Chinese Christians with us in Israel. And in October.
See, the government wants us to fear them. They want Christians to fear them. But these Christians do not fear the government. They don't live for the government. I don't live for the government. I live for the Lord. See, so perfect love casts out all fear, doesn't it? And the enemy, on a personal basis, wants to put fear in you of everything. Fear of your employer, fear of the people around you, fear of haters of Christians. Yeah, that's why the boldness of Jesus, the boldness of Christ has to come out of us, no matter where we're at. We used to not be able to go to company parties because we felt intimidated. We'd feel fear, oh, what are they going to say? How are we going to react? Not no more. No more. Ann and I can go to any of our parties and we can be the strong ones. We can be the testimony for God, the truth. And the truth has to come out, doesn't it, Kathy? We talked about that. We can't just stand back on the sidelines anymore. We have to stand up for what we believe. If you believe in something strong enough, you're going to stand up for it, no matter what, the truth. Nobody wants to hear the truth anymore. But if we stand on this word, Nothing can come against you. And the biggest part of it is praise, worship. It gets you at a point in your life where it makes you strong. And the reading the Word. That could be boring to some people. Get it on CD. Listen to it in your car. Let somebody quote it to you if you don't have time. Because the more that you get in you, the stronger you get to battle the enemy. Because it's not going to get any easier. Life isn't going to get any easier. When we talk to my fellow co-workers, life gets harder on them and me. So they need somebody to say, hey, I'm praying for you. I'm here for you. I'm here to listen. Just to listen, you wouldn't believe how powerful that is. Just to let somebody pour out their heart to you, that's their big, big burden. And when they're done, wow, that just a big load's off their back because you were willing to listen. Nobody wants to listen anymore. Everybody wants to talk, talk, talk. But we need to be the ears, the hands, the feet. Remember last month I talked about the priest had blood put on the right earlobe and the right thumb and the right toe. That covered their whole body. That represented they were covered. They listened to God. They listened to what the Spirit was saying. And then the thumb, they did the work of God. They didn't do it for themselves, but it reminded them they were working for the Lord, whatever they did. And then the feet, wherever they went, wherever they walked, they were representative of Jesus. And that's what I try to remind myself. Wherever I'm at, give me the opportunity to be used.
Come on, that's right.
Not for my own gain, but for somebody else's gain. This is the time of the year you see more people giving and sharing than ever before. But we should take it on past that and keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep sharing. So, anyway, I thought about Jesus received gifts, didn't he? He was given gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And now, literally, we can't give Jesus those things, but what else can we give him? I just want to share a few scriptures with you. What can we give him? And we're going to just look at a few scriptures here. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Here we go. If nothing else, this is what we need to give back to Jesus for what he's done for us. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice. Popular scripture, isn't it? Holy, acceptable to God, which is my spiritual service. And be not fashioned according to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, and ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What pleases God, right there. There it is making the sacrifice of my whole being for him. What the scripture says about seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. You don't see much priority in going to church anymore. The church is almost getting diminished. And maybe it'll come to be we have to meet in houses. Maybe that's better. But we need to make priorities in our life to put him first. Okay? So, our bodies, We need to sacrifice, give a gift to Jesus by using your being, your own self, for others. Being a sacrifice to others. All right? Next one. Ephesians 4:23. Here's a big one. And be constantly. What's constantly mean? Yeah. All the time renewed in the spirit of your mind. Having a fresh. This is hard sometimes. Having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. Constantly have to work on that. And put on the new nature, the regenerate self created in God's image, Godlike in true righteousness and holiness. So, that second thing is we give our mind over to Jesus, over to God. How often we have too many other things bombarding our mind, especially this time of the year, when you're thinking of other things, it's hard to keep focused on Him. Okay, then the third thing, what we were doing this morning, Psalms 50:23. He who brings an offering of praise and thanksgiving, what does it do? Honors and glorifies me. And he who orders his way aright, who prepares the way that I may show him, to him I will demonstrate the salvation of God. Hallelujah. So the more we praise, the more we give thanksgiving, that honors Him. And what doesn't the Scripture say? God inhabits the praises of us. So the more we praise, the more we're thankful, the more He receives it and is glorified. And to see the salvation of God. And what's encouraging is we hear a coworker of mine that she's gone through, surprised she's still alive today. But we were talking about seeing the salvation of God. She sees how God has worked in her life as things that she has gone through. She has grown in God, and she doesn't go to church. But we're her church outside of church. See? Because we forget we are walking churches. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So that's how it's so important to minister to people and get to one-on-one with people. All right, and then one more for praise, Psalms 51, 15 through 17. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you delight not in sacrifice, or else would I give it. Like in the Old Testament, they were constantly given sacrifices. You find no pleasure in burnt offering. My sacrifice, the sacrifice acceptable to God, right here, is a broken and contrite heart, broken down with sorrow for sin and humbly and thoroughly penitent. What's that word mean? Repentant? Okay. Such, O God, I will not despise. And everybody sees who you are. We cannot get close to people if they don't see a contrite heart and a broken spirit. Because if I don't have a broken spirit towards people, I can never feel for what they're going through. And there's certain things people have gone through that I haven't gone through, that I have a hard time feeling what they're feeling. See? But I do know there's a lot of people that's gone through things that we can relate to. So these are so important to give to God. Those three things. We can't literally give him gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but we can lay down our life, our mind, our body, our spirit, everything that we have within us. And don't forget to stand up in the power of the Spirit against fear. Because fear will always try to get in between you and somebody else. See, the devil don't want you to minister to other people. So he'll try to put a roadblock in your way to stop you. But you can rebuke fear in Jesus' name and move forward. All right? I'm going to encourage you today. So let's pray. Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for changing our lives. Thank you that we can come to you for everything. We can come to you for sin, forgiveness, all the time. And you never let us down. So I just pray that we go forth, if we're going to be with family, friends, that we're bold in your spirit, and we walk in your spirit, we hear your tender voice, and give us the compassion of love towards our family and friends, that you'll be in control and not us. So I give you all the glory, all the praise, and go with us today and be with us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.